Hi, I'm Mrs. Silver Fox.
And I'm Mr. Silver Fox, and you're listening to the Silver Fox Swing Set,
a podcast where we document our continued experiences and our own personal lifestyle journey. This episode of the Silver Fox Swing Set is sponsored by pineapple-lifestyle.com, fresh premium coffee with a swing. Guys, it's literally a coffee company geared toward those of us in the lifestyle. So if you're a slut for coffee the way that I am, find them online by following the link in the episode description. And if anyone is wondering, they also sell pineapple merch, and I wear a size 8-9 in men's shoes. Welcome back, everybody, to the Silver Fox Swing Set. I'm Mrs. Silver Fox.
And I'm Mr. Silver Fox. How are you this evening?
I'm feeling pretty awesome this evening.
So it's a continuation of the summer of sexiness with the Silver Foxes.
It is a sexy Silver Fox summer.
You think we've been having fun?
I mean, yes, obviously. I for sure have been having a lot of fun, but I know you're having a lot of fun too.
Well, we got a lot of catching up to do.
We do have some catching up to do.
Seems like we've had a pretty full plate. Had a lot of fun.
We've had almost every weekend. With the exception of like one or two, I feel like we've had something planned or something going on, and I don't hate that for us.
I don't either. Mm-mm. What's our topic this evening?
Topic this evening is our personal, what is it? What would you even call it? A sexual
evolution.
Evolution of ideas and things that maybe we feel differently about now than we did when we started.
And perhaps even change the direction we want to go in.
Yeah, I would agree to that.
But before we head to that, what have we been up to?
What have we been up to? Where did we leave off last time?
Well, we were heading to Rock and Ting's wedding.
Oh, shit, yes.
So we had booked a trip to Secret Desires.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme was?
It was 80s.
But we should really talk
we'll
about...
We'll come back to my bullshit.
The first night we were there was Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I took the day off work, so we got there at a decent time, which is very rare.
But we had to. I mean, you were in the wedding.
Correct.
We didn't really want to mess around with, you know, timing and you getting stuck at work. So, yeah, that was a good use of a vacation day.
For sure. So we wound up there early, which was cool because we got a chance to take a nap and...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That was nice.
That was very nice. And take our time getting ready, find out what was going on. Mm-hmm. And seemed like information was coming pretty quick at us, but we adapt pretty quick. So
yeah. And we pick up on things pretty easily.
And since I was in the wedding, you were actually photographing the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You were the photographer there that evening. So want to talk about that a little bit? How was your shoot?
Yeah, that was a super busy weekend, but I really thrive in high-pressure situations, so I felt like I was really on my A-game that weekend. I got to do a boudoir session with the bride before the wedding.
Ooh.
So, yeah, super, super majestic. Anybody who has met her knows that she is just... Fuck, she just oozes sensuality.
Oh, you know we love them. We've talked about them. They've been
really
on the
do.
Show. Amazing people. Our mm-hmm. first lifestyle wedding.
Yeah.
So that was an experience, but
that was
not
really
too
cool.
far off traditional norms.
No, not really at all.
I will say the officiant that married them
mm-hmm.
Did an amazing job incorporating everything they knew about them.
They really did. I feel
like that was very, very thoughtful.
Yeah. All the little bonus surprises that kind of played into their love of Disney was really, it was awesome to watch those kind of unfold as the wedding went on. That was a good time.
Well written. Mm-hmm. Appreciated that. We all had a really cool moment where when it came time to ask who gives the bride away.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Really awesome. We all went around who was in the wedding party, the groomsmen mm-hmm. and the bridesmaid. We stood behind, and then we moved around to the front and then faced them, and we all gave her away.
Yeah.
And then went back on to the rest of the wedding, which was quite awesome because it was so tailored to them. But the pictures afterwards were a lot of fun.
Yeah, there was a lot of really, really funny pictures that I can't wait for her to share that just – really capture the that kind of, I mean, if you looked at the pictures and didn't know that it was a swinger wedding, you would just be looking at a bunch of people that completely adore each other.
Oh, for sure.
100%. It was, and I will tell you that for the moment where all of you gave her away, I knew because I had to photograph it. So I, you know, kind of got the lowdown from the people that were planning everything that that was going to happen. And being able to watch that through my Zoom lens from far away, but also hear the reactions of the crowd behind me that were just touched all the way to their souls by that. It, like, being in that position is amazing, and that was a really special moment for me to feel from both ends. It was it's almost like a spit roast, but with more feelings.
Well, speaking of spit roast, we'll revisit that.
Oh, we'll come back on my. We have a lot of my bullshit to come back on. Already. We do. We'll we circle, just started.
We'll circle back on that. So we went inside to the bar. We all had a speech on the bride's and the groomsmen side. Mm-hmm. That went pretty well. And then that night began. After that, what did we wind up doing that night?
Oh my gosh. So I was on full professional behavior almost the instant I got there. I mean, I did have a couple beers as I was kind of getting ready for the boudoir session, but I felt like I had to have my professional face on. I mean, even in a setting where everybody, you know, knows me, I'm known as the gal with the beer belt, like, I party, people know it. I still wanted to wear my professional face until all the wedding stuff was over. But the instant that that cake got smashed into his face and all that got recorded, I was switched into my unicorn outfit. I was ready to fucking go. I was ready to go. I found my little tribe of 420 friendlies and kind of snuck off to a back part of the property there, and, you know, got to do that, got to hand feed somebody a fucking gummy, you know, and then I settled into let's fill the beer belt, which I did repeatedly.
I have definitely lost the battle of the beer belt. Mm. That is going to be probably at least a one night appearance at events.
And you know what? I'm probably going to etch a photo of the beer belt onto your fucking headstone. So,
well, so be it.
Suck on that, Mr. Silver Fox.
Fair enough. So the first night, we wound up playing with each other that night, didn't we?
Oh, let me tell you something that I just now remembered from that. I literally shoved my own pair of panties off my body into my fucking mouth, didn't I?
You most certainly did.
I just found that pair of panties in the wash the other day, and I thought, oh, I remember you. I put you in my mouth. Why did I do that? I don't know.
It was just a very hot moment.
Did you like that? Us.
I actually very much enjoyed it. But we also did a few other things you enjoyed. I got you to reverse cowgirl, but yes. I also bound your arms behind your back.
Do not remember that part of the night.
Fair enough.
I know I got fucking railed, and I do remember eating my own panties because I remembered your face from it. I feel like you were a little bit surprised, but also, like, that erection got, like, a +4 when that happened.
Very, very sexy hot night with you.
That was fun.
And then the next day, did you have something going on? Did you have to have another photo shoot on the Saturday?
I did. I had another boudoir session that morning, and then we actually went to, like, brunch with her when we were done.
Did we?
Yeah, I had her boudoir session.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah,
we went to brunch together to, I think, the Pancake House.
Past few SD events, we've actually went out to eat with her. At least I have. At least
I have. You have, yeah. I think this was the first time that I had. But yeah, that was, well, somebody had brought up the night before hash browns, like, covered and smothered, and that's where my brain was at That, I mean, that's probably why I don't remember the hands thing, is because I was thinking about hash browns.
Fair enough.
Ugh, I had to get some home fries the next day for sure. That was good. That place was, the Pancake House was awesome.
I enjoy her company.
Oh, I love her company. She's very sassy, and she's not afraid to say whatever she's thinking, no. And I respect the shit out of that.
I enjoy her company.
Plus, she's hot.
Wow. Those eyes, though.
Those eyes, them titties. God and bless the them titties. Reversed. But yeah, she has a great smile too, and I really enjoy her company.
But then Saturday night was the 80s theme.
Yep, yep.
And we went as a 80s iconic couple.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have some pictures out there posted.
And a couple of cute videos, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I
don't
love
know his name in the movie.
Johnny.
Johnny, okay. I always forget. I'm not of the same era.
Oh, so, oh, what's that? Oh.
So it wasn't really, I mean, not to
be. You got jokes?
No, I don't have jokes.
You got jokes?
No, I'm just making a very, a very broad statement. I'm not of that era. I watched it of my own free accord when I was older. So, yeah.
I was definitely of the pubescent age to really love Jennifer Grey in that
God
movie.
God bless. Yeah, we were Baby and Johnny for, because somebody doesn't like 80s themes or glow parties. So we got creative.
I never said I didn't like a glow party.
I know what you said. You just don't like the 80s party. That's fair.
It's not really my thing.
And you know what? People actually, more people got it than I thought they would.
Well, your dress, the pink dress that she wore in that movie.
Vintage A-line.
You know, but again, me being bald and having a beard makes it very difficult to play any character.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It's like cosplay. You're thinking too hard about it.
Okay.
Trust me. People got it. And who cares anyway? We looked fucking cute. I loved that outfit with you. I would wear that again with you, like tomorrow.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Let's go to the grocery store like that. I don't give a shit.
Deal.
So, yeah, that's... and then...
What'd you change into?
Oh, you know what? I thought my unicorn outfit was Friday, but I wore that unicorn outfit on Saturday.
That's true.
Yeah, my little pony outfit. I was cute as fuck. Best part of that night. Best... Well, maybe not. There's so many good parts. So... Super fun story, and I have to tell it because it's just so ridiculous that...
But you have to understand, him and I planned it first.
No, I know you say that.
I went to the restroom, and then when I came back from the restroom, you thought it was all your idea.
It wasn't my idea, it was his idea.
And it was like, I've already talked about this ad nauseum with him. And
shut up! No.
I literally just went to the bathroom to come back to execute the plan.
Okay. So
and you were telling me like it was my first visit.
Watch your tone.
God knows where you went. Actually, I know where you went.
Where did I go?
Well, you had a guest that night.
Son of a bitch. I went to Fluff. Dirty bird. I did fluff a friend. Oh you my did. God, I'm such a slut. Ask me if I feel bad about that. I do not. And I'll tell you why later. We'll circle back on that bullshit. So I'm standing next to a friend of ours who we've played with before and who is easily one of the fucking coolest dudes I've ever met. And we're watching, you know, at this specific party, one of these windows, there was a gal serving shots out the window. So you could, you know, get in the pool, walk out from the pool, walk over to this window, and they just had an array of things. I didn't look because I don't drink liquor, but there was a lot of people visiting the window. Well, I don't know what happened, but at some point in the night, a polite gentleman was helping this nice lady serve drinks and started fucking her. So,
no.
Yeah.
No. The gentleman out the window that pulled the chair.
He did not start. He did not start.
No, I apologize. You're correct.
Second bartender came in, the busser, and the busser started fucking bussing. And I don't mean cleaning tables. I mean, he was just railing this nice lady. She's still serving drinks, though.
She's a very nice lady.
Best bartender of all time. There it is. Gold star. You get a Buckeye on your helmet. That is it.
Madam, you don't have to work that hard today.
Dumb. So then another guy pulls up a chair outside of the window because the window's kind of tall because he decided he wanted more than a drink. So then this hot-ass gal is getting spit-roasted both inside and outside of this serving window. And then...
But I do want to let the audience know she was no longer serving drinks.
Oh, she had that at that point. She was very busy.
I mean,
she
still had a gold star.
I'd have given her more gold stars because anybody that controls a spit roast like that and made tips bartending, killing it, fucking killing it. So all three of them slink into this window to, you know, continue their spit roast activities. So. The friend of ours that's standing next to me looks at me and says, "Do you think you can climb in that beer belt?" And I said, "I can do whatever the fuck you want in this beer belt."
I'm going to respectfully disagree with you at this point in time.
Okay.
You had left to go fluff.
Okay, I did leave to go fluff.
And I was standing outside with the gentleman where we had discussed, would you be willing to climb through that window with me?
Well, I missed all of that.
Right.
I came back after the fluffing, and what he asked me was if I could climb in a beer belt.
Right, because we had already decided this plan was
fine. You get to be first, okay? Fucking la di da.
It was still his idea.
You feel better?
I do.
You told me.
I told
me how it goes. You need a gold star too.
I'll earn it.
Okay. Anyway. Before I was so rudely interrupted by fucking Mr. One Up over here.
Why not? Just you need chronological correctness.
All right, let's just establish the timeline here, folks. Anyways, he asked me if I can climb in a beer belt. I can say I can do whatever the fuck you want in this beer belt because literally I can, unless that thing is keep a phone safe in one of the pockets. Because as we were doing this activity, my phone fell from my beer belt and shattered. Like, no more selfies, no more anything. Party over, whatever. Party was not over.
Far from over.
So anyway, he says to me, okay, cool. What we're going to do is get your husband and my wife and you and me, and we're going to crawl through this window of these people that are spit roasting. We're not going to say a fucking word. We're going to stand at the edge of their bed, and then after everyone gets into the room, we're just going to sing happy birthday. And at this point, I've had gummies. I've been smoking. I've been drinking. Like, I'm down for just about anything. And also, I really want to fuck this guy. So whatever wild idea he has, I am fucking down for it. So
I would follow her fine ass anywhere.
Absolutely anywhere. Same.
Oh, my God.
Even though he was leading the pack. Oh, wait.
But when I asked whose birthday it was, he's like, how the fuck do I know?
Nobody's fucking birthday.
Are you kidding me?
It was just...
I'm totally in.
100%. So we scooch the chair over. We prepare ourselves. Oh, and at the end of it, I said, well, then what? And he's like, well, then we're just going to walk out of the fucking room like nothing ever happened and come right back out here and have a cigarette together. And I'm game for that all day long. So we scooch this chair a little closer to the thing.
Well, I do want to say that I'd rather be at the other hotel, but this hotel offered me a compromise that we don't get in too many other places. You know, we had the outside DJ and it was in the smoking area.
Yes.
So we got to be around both at the same time.
Best of both worlds.
Where, you know, normally we're outdoor people. So
we're patio people. Yeah, that was cooler. Nice. I can see the value and the excitement of a summer activity.
Right.
Where, you know, most of the stuff we've done, it's been kind of cold. We've been indoors. This was a nice in between, and it did give us the best of both worlds. Plus, I didn't have to sneak away to smoke pot. It all kind of was just, everything was just right there. It was awesome.
So we snuck through the window.
Not sneakily.
Well, not sneakily. We
because
just
I'm
climbed
loud.
Through the window.
And I was the second person in, so I'm like clamoring through the window in a clunky kind of a way.
And I was the last one in. And then we sang happy birthday.
Well, but they kind of stopped and were like, oh, hi. Are you guys coming in here? And we did not say not a word.
No, I'm glad everybody kept their character.
Everyone kept character. Nobody said a word. And then once we all got in, and mind you, in the meantime, this nice lady and these two kind gentlemen had stopped spit roasting because they were trying to figure out what the fuck was going on at the foot of the
bed. But, I mean, look at how nice the people they were. Even when we got done singing happy birthday, they invited us in.
Yeah, they still did invite us to stay. I thought that was really nice. But we were still in character, so we just walked out that damn door. People saw us do that, and the funniness of it just struck a chord that there must have been 40 or 50 people that filtered through that room before it was all over.
Easy.
That is the one of the funnest things I've ever done at a hotel takeover. That was a very cool thing to be a part of.
I agree.
It's almost like now I see the value when people do like the train at like a wedding. Yeah. Where they all run around the room and they hold onto each other's shirts like baby elephants. I don't really do that. But being part of a crawl through the window, sing a song, and walk out your hotel door. That was cool. So we returned. You know, we're outside smoking, hanging out, partying, whatever. And at hotel takeovers, if you've never been to one, a lot of times they will encourage or facilitate in some way the BDSM community. So, super hot gentleman and his wife. She was kind of bent over a chair, and he was flogging her with an impact flogger. Well, I have no experience in flogging, but I'm sure that impact flogging is what I want, as opposed to like a sting or a lash.
Your curiosity in that moment was definitely piqued.
Could you see that in my face?
Absolutely.
I wonder if that was as transparent to everyone else, too.
You're very focused on the people you're talking to. Your eye contact is very intense, you know, when you're talking.
Write it down, gentlemen. I fucking love eye contact.
But when that started taking place, nobody at our table could hold your attention anymore. You immediately...
Was I sitting?
No, you stood up.
I was going to say, because by the end of it, I know that I was standing within like 2 or 3 feet of them.
Correct.
I was initially sitting?
Yeah, you were initially sitting at the table.
God bless me. Okay.
And then a chair was brought out to the middle of the dance floor. This wonderfully gorgeous lady.
Fuck, she's so fucking hot.
Bent over, grabbed the back of the chair, and pulled up her dress. Mm. No.
No, she was wearing a thong.
She was wearing a thong with a cute gold chain.
God bless America.
Oh, I remember that very well.
There it is.
And so
there it is.
Her husband had asked for his flogger and proceeded to commence. And then you stood up on the first hit, and then we lost you. Your head snapped over there.
Oh, you're telling me things about myself right now.
You were watching, very, very curiously watching. And so then you were kind of distracted by some conversation that was taking place and then scooted around to the front of the table. And then you stood out. You were first initially under the umbrella, and then you dipped under it outside so you could stand up straight and really pay attention to this.
Wow. Okay.
Impact play.
I believe that. I don't remember a lot of that, but I do believe that I was... Instantly, well, because I know this guy and I know his wife and I trust them inherently. So
sure.
I didn't know that that was an option. And right. As soon as I watched that happening and like the...
Well, and her face was...
Her face, but also like the way that he would strike like however many times and then stop and like rub her ass and the way her face looked when he did that, I thought... Oh fuck! Like I want you to do that. I want to know what that feels like. Please show me what that. So that, I mean, that's exactly what I did. I do remember that when they, you know, when they finished up, he handed his flogger off to someone else that was going to play with it, and I said, "Will you please grab that flogger back? And will you do that to me?" And
right.
He said, yeah, okay. And I said, but not out here.
Right. You didn't want to do it in front of everybody.
No, because I didn't know. I, you know, sometimes when I experience something for the first time, I want it to be private.
Fair.
And that, for me, especially because I've vetted for it for so long, I really wanted that to be an experience that was mine.
I didn't think initially that I would be involved. I didn't think you would either, honestly. So I really didn't think your first experience would be with me there. But... It so happened when we went back to their room together, you know, of course they agreed to go back and initiate that flogging session with you. and I sat with the missus on the bed, and you bent over the side of the bed, and
I went face first in that mattress. I was ready to be.
You did. Your face was fully buried with your hair over your head.
Yeah, I didn't want anybody to see my face because I didn't know how I was going to feel.
And then he brought the flogger back, and he made his first initial strike. Tell me what you felt in that moment.
Like I wanted more.
Like as soon as the impact, the sensation that went through you, like it was, that sensation was a good sensation.
Oh my God.
Instantly craved.
Before I finished feeling the first impact, I wanted more impact. And I wanted it harder. And I really wanted him to push my limits so that I knew my physical limit with impact flogging. Because if I was going to do it, I wanted to know how much I could take.
So with each subsequent hit from the initial, did the impact pressure increase? Or did he keep it pretty consistent and it was just the quantity that added up?
So he actually was, and you know, I have limited experience, but I will tell you one thing that I absolutely noticed is that he traveled in twos. So like the same way that I watched him impact flog his wife, where it was, you know, one, two over each cheek. It was like the intensity level stayed with those two hits so that I knew if the first one was good, I was going to feel exactly that same way the second time. He was very consistent in twos. And then as, you know, as I asked for it harder and he did it harder, one thing that I really, that added to the, like the sensuality and the I want to push further of it, is that he kept asking, tell me when it's too much. Tell me when it's too much. Hearing him say to me in kind of a, he almost seemed surprised that I wasn't using some kind of safe word or like telling him it was enough. Hearing him say that made that more enjoyable for me.
After several impacts, you had arched your back, brought your head back, and like threw your hair over your head, and you were in pure ecstasy.
I wish I could have seen my own face from that.
And I had a perfect view because I was almost directly in front of you while you were
better. I felt your hands on me, and that was something else that added to that.
The missus and I both were rubbing your back while you were getting flogged.
Yes, having
like participation in something. So I enjoyed that they included me in some way.
Yes, I loved that. And having that many hands on me at one time made me feel supremely fucking sexy in that moment.
It was sexy.
Like, I would have taken more hands, even.
But they had asked me after that point when you had arched your back and brought your head back, you know, because it was a sudden, quick movement, it was... They asked you if you were okay, and you were like, yes. And they both looked at me like, is she okay? And I'm like, she is more than fine. Like, she is enjoying this. And
yes. Then, I want to do more of that.
Yeah, so then we kind of, you know, I was essentially rubbing your back. The wife was scratching your back.
Oh, gentle scritches, those are called. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I love those.
And then, you know, you were getting fingered from behind. At that point.
Oh, is that how that started?
That's how that all started. And
I was in a, like, I was in a real fucking subspace from those impacts. I'm not going to lie. And it's not, I'm not the kind of person that falls into a space like that very easily, but I was fucking there. There is no question.
Right. I mean, it was surprisingly hot for me.
I'm glad.
But it was because I had seen a look of something new in you, a new enjoyment, and the fact that I was able to be a part of it and I was able to interact with it. It was different. I was asked several times through the night, do I want to be the flogger? No, I still don't.
No, and I don't want you to be that either.
It's not, it's not for me at this point. No,
and I have a different relationship with you.
So, even to another individual beyond yourself. Yeah, I don't really have a desire.
I would say that's fair. Yeah. That's not... I mean, it's not for everybody.
But being able to be a participant, not be a recipient, not be a giver of it, but a participant from an outside,
that felt, where I got to interact. I loved having your hands on me.
I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah.
You know, because it was a very positive experience, you know, altogether.
And I'm thankful that I picked the person that I did because they were thoughtful enough to include you on that. Like,
well,
I don't know if I could have picked anyone different, a better couple for that.
No, I mean, they're so awesome to us.
I fucking love them.
And they had made a comment to us that their comfort level with us after the first time we ever played together, that they felt like they had been with us for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think we were very much equal.
Yeah, in that, I for sure that felt feeling. That too. Yeah.
Like, man, this can't be our first time. Everything was so fantastic.
Like, and we must have fucked in a past life or something, right, in some way. In a lot, apparently. A filthy kind of a way, like maybe part of the animal kingdom or something, yeah.
But, you know, playing with them multiple times has been so easy, so fluid, so comfortable. And even when, you know, funny things happened, it was...
Sure, you know, yeah. It added still, to the amazement of right it. Comes right back and... Yeah.
But,
I enjoy them. A lot.
Well, and... I get trapped in the emotion of the moment sometimes, of the good feelings, you know what I mean?
Do I know exactly how things happen? Hell no.
No, there's times you talk to me and I don't even know what the hell you're saying.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because I'm just so focused on
the
gal in front of me, you know, I'm in the moment.
Well, and then also something else fun off my, I guess it wasn't even really a bucket list item, but I did talk about it the next day, is that we... After we finished up and, you know, kind of cleaned up and went outside, and I feel like I had another beer and we all had a cigarette and we just kind of chilled out for a minute.
It's getting close to bedtime.
It was pretty close to bedtime, but not...
Not quite yet.
Not quite yet for me, I felt
Not for Mrs. Silver Fox. I was outside talking for a while, having a cigarette, and you asked me a question. Well, you were on your phone.
I was texting instructions as I'm talking to you, and I think what I said was, would you be terribly offended if I went upstairs and finished the fluff that I started earlier with a buddy of ours who was there, Stag, but is part of a married couple. She just was doing something else that weekend, and I had fluffed him earlier in the day, and he's just so fucking charming. I really just wanted to make him come something fierce.
So I had zero issues.
You were so polite about that, but you did laugh at me like, babe, really? You've taken a lot of dick tonight. Are you sure that you can handle more? And I was absolutely positive. Like, yes, I'm familiar with this dick. I know how his body moves. I know how he touches my body.
I know how you guys flirt. I know how... You make him struggle to earn it.
I do make him. He did.
But you guys both make
it.
A pretty good game out of
and
it.
And I will tell you, to be, I mean, very candid moment here. He was there for the wedding on Friday, and he actually took a photograph of me photographing the wedding. And I don't get a lot of photos of myself, unless they're selfies. And never when I'm photographing a wedding or when I'm working with a family or when I'm working with a client, people don't really take photos of me at work. And he took one of the most beautiful photos I have ever seen.
Agreed.
of me at work. And it was just like that. I was touched by that. I thought that was really sweet.
He's charming.
He is so fucking charming. God dang it. So yeah, so I tiptoed my way upstairs, and he met me at the door, and we had a really good time.
So an amazing event in SD. Yes. We seem to turn it out and turn it up there.
We show up. I like it.
To the host, Mr. and Mrs. Desires, again, thank you for a wonderful evening. Thank you for an amazing evening,
an amazing party, a good cause.
Oh, an excellent cause. That was a great thing to be a part of. So, Thank you to you too very much. So the next thing we did, we went to Cleveland.
Oh my gosh, the following weekend. Yeah, and we had a...
This couple reached out to us on SLS, had a great conversation with them.
Well, actually, they were... Someone else that we know in the lifestyle referred them to us.
We were at a takeover.
Yeah. One of the greatest beards I've ever seen, actually, referred them referred them to us, referred us to them, and was kind of like,
hey. Somehow we came up. Yeah. They did say that they went to Eros that evening to look for us and ran into the friends that we know.
Sure.
Because they recognized them for their podcast because he is an avid listener of theirs. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people we know are.
Right, yeah.
And not, I mean, including us now, so.
Well, the area there would suggest it.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
We went there, I'm sorry, they went there, and they talked to a mutual couple whose gentleman's beard, like you said, is amazing. Wife is an absolute smoke show. Oh,
she's
show.
A babe. She is a smoke show.
Oh, God, she's so hot. And so... Unfortunately, they didn't get a chance to meet us. He reached out on SLS, and then we put together... Well, we started talking in text message, and then we put together this date to meet up with them to do a collaboration podcast.
There's a lot of teasing in those text messages.
Oh, very much
between so. Between her and I feel like we turned up the heat a little bit in those text messages. But yeah.
He's a subtle flirt. And at first, it was, I'm not sure how you were taking it, but I wasn't even recognizing it. This guy's pretty smooth.
I mean, until, in hindsight, I recognize, one, how clever he is, two, how subtle his flirts are. But in the moment, I get in my own head, so all I could think about was, oh, he is not even a little bit interested.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to give too much away.
Me neither. But also, I do want to tell it on the fucking mountain a little bit. I do.
We had an absolute phenomenal time with that.
Yeah. And you can find out, before we spill too many beans, you can find out exactly what happened.
Their interview with the Silver Foxes on their show. And we will release our interview with them on Between Two Pineapple.
I'm going to say, I don't know how many people know this about me, and maybe I've said it 1,000 times before and I'm just a drunk, but I'm going to say it again. So I don't listen to our podcasts until they are released on all major platforms. Like, I will not listen to them until the rest of everyone else can listen to them. And that's partly because I love surprises, but also I really like that building that anticipation, even for a podcast, to be able to listen to it in its entirety, including the outtake, which you always surprise me with.
For sure.
So I like to wait till everyone else listens for that. So I'm really excited. I know that you have heard rough cuts, and I refuse to listen to any of it, and I just want to be surprised and slippery.
I will say it's worth looking forward to. 100%. I'm so they were excited. An amazing good time, amazing couple.
Yes.
You'll find out everything.
10 out of 10.
Would recommend.
Would fucking recommend.
Repeat offender, I hope.
Whoop, please, hand up in the air. I volunteer as tribute.
So the following weekend was July the 4th.
Yeah, we...
And we had plans that weekend.
We did. We had... Actually, we had a couple of invitations to different things. But, you know, we kind of... We just decided that we wanted to stay home. We have a part of the house that we would like to convert to a playroom for when people come over. We stayed home. We stayed home and worked on that.
Well, what did we do after that?
We had a house... Pool party, house party, sexy party, fun, sexy fun.
Sexy fun pool party?
Yeah. That was a good time.
We had met this couple through a mutual friend of ours.
Yeah.
And we hit it off with them when we first met them. Wonderful people that we spoke with.
Hot.
Oh, my God. That wife, though.
Don't get me started.
I will get started. We were there probably around 4 o'clock in the afternoon because, of course, it was a pool party.
Sure.
Got to meet everybody. Unfortunately for Mrs. Silver Fox, and it's not unfortunately, she loves me, so she tolerates me. But when we have a pool party, I have a very tough choice to make.
Oh, yeah.
I either have to take out my hearing apparatus and I don't get to interact with people and swim, or I wear my hearing apparatus and I have to sit away from the pool because I don't want to warn everybody, like, hey, I can't get wet, you know.
Right, right. You don't want to be that guy. Don't splash me.
Might produce more mogwais, you know.
Oh, my God.
And so, unfortunately, and slash fortunately, we sat away from the pool at a table. And we had some really cool couples that came up and were talking to us.
Yeah, we did meet a lot of fucking cool people, for sure.
And the pool party was going on. Most people were nude in the pool, but, you know, you could tell there was a familiarity with everybody there.
Yeah.
We only really knew the hosts. So
we had talked. We make friends, though.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we approach as many people as we can. And we talked. We had a kick group going beforehand, so we kind of had some familiarity.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Very good idea.
Even though I was reluctant to play along with that because I'm a big party pooper, that turned out to be a good idea, so I at least knew people's names.
And it was a fair amount of couples. What do you think, 12, 13 couples?
Oh, there? I have no idea.
Something like that.
Probably.
And we're outside, and the host comes around with a can of whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess it was for me. Just about everybody got a service.
I was
going to
say that. No, sir. I know you want to feel special. That was not just for you.
It's my podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In my fantasy, I'm super.
Oh, yeah.
Super.
You know what? Actually, I saw her grocery list framed on the wall, and it literally said, don't forget the whipped cream for Mr. Silver Fox.
And we should really talk about the 90-10 rule that we have.
You want to talk about it? Just fucking say it. Let's just say it.
So
90-10 rule. Here it is. Do we need a little chime sound? Doo-doo-doo. The more you know. 90-10 rule. Here's how it goes.
So 90% of the time, I want Mrs. Silver Fox to be nothing but honest with me.
Communication. Honesty.
Just be brutally honest. Just get it out there. But 10% of the time, I want nothing but lies.
Let me tell you when this is useful, ladies. This 10% comes in handy when you have just returned from a massage where your husband asked if you scissored the masseuse. And she's a very nice, straight lady, so no, she would never scissor. But in that 10%, you say, yes. Oh, God, she covered me in oil and we scissored so hard and she came on my chin. Whatever the fuck he needs to hear for that 10%, that's that 10%.
Excellent.
There it is.
So
90-10.
There I was alone at the pool.
Picture it, Sicily, 1842.
But the host asked if she could give me a blowjob with whipped cream, and I thought it was a very nice invitation, and I accepted.
You're being so PC about a blowjob. I love it.
And so she had asked another gal if she wanted to help.
No, that gal volunteered.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, before you even agreed, because they asked me if it was okay first. And I was like, oh, fuck, he loves getting his dick sucked, of course. Who would say no to that?
Right, thank you.
Duh.
So I got a nice double blowjob by the pool. Was very excellent lead-in to the evening.
Yeah, bless him.
And so thanks, then ladies. We went up to get changed after that.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get into something a little sexier.
And I did.
Not for long.
Not for long.
We probably spent more time changing.
If that's what you're going to call that, then yes.
I mean, it's like,
we did a lot of changing.
So we went upstairs and
so we caught a couple upstairs that had just changed into something more comfortable.
And came over to us and I'd say the flirting definitely kicked up times 10. And you and the missus started chatting after I complimented. I think we all complimented the ladies pretty
much. We didn't chat a lot. I asked for 3 minutes to show her how much I liked her outfit.
I do remember the 3 minute request. I
mean, what's 3 minutes, right?
Well, and her husband had walked away.
Oh, yeah. He was still...
He went to go...
He was still doing the things.
Yeah, he went to go down to the pool area or to the first floor area where there's food and stuff. And we stayed upstairs, the three of us.
Yeah.
We played with the couple upstairs.
Had a fucking amazing time.
I checked off a few fantasies.
Quite a few.
And your help, of course.
You're welcome.
You're the best wingman.
Love you.
Love you, too. And we went downstairs. After that, went outside, back to the pool area. And we were very fortunate to be outside when the sun went down.
Oh, my gosh.
And
one of my favorite parts of that night.
You and me. And that was it. Outside in the pool. And the fireworks were going off.
Fireworks were going off.
And we just had sat a little, there. We
had a little sneaky blunt. We had a little fire to put our feet. And everyone else was inside. And that, one of my favorite parts of, you know, aside from all the fucking and coming and orgying and squirting and all the magic that happened, all the majesty of that night, one of my favorite parts was just sitting with my feet next to yours, next to that fire, watching fireworks. Just fucking smoking a blunt with you.
All by ourselves.
That was...
It was magical.
I love you. That was awesome.
I love you. That was great.
And then what's nice is that we still had time to get in for a second round of an orgy that technically would have been our...
No.
First kind of orgy experience.
No, that didn't happen first. You played with that gal on the bed all by yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, man, we got into a couple of different play sessions because
I nabbed her up a couple times.
Yeah. That wasn't the first time.
Well.
That's about the third.
She's so fucking pretty and she likes to kiss. And every time she wanted to kiss me, I told her, if you keep kissing me, we're fucking. I'm not just going to play like... kiss and touch each other's boobs and shit. Like, madam, if you're making out with me, I am escalating. There it is.
Such a nice lady.
So, yeah, I did play with her a few times, and we got real fucking slippery.
For sure.
That was super fun. And then, yeah, we kind of ended up somewhere in the middle of an orgy, which I thought...
Well, we went to lay on a bed because it was unoccupied, and there was like two beds downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, more like a mat.
And we were just kind of flirting, really, you and I.
Yeah, I just said, how do you feel about there was a couple people having sex in the group area, and another couple that was kind of getting warmed up in the same area. And I asked you, how do you feel about going to lay on that bed over there? And I said, we don't have to do nothing. Let's just lay there and watch.
And watch. Well, that blowjob she was giving him was so fucking magnificent.
Right.
I was not even like 6 inches from. I feel like it drew me in like a bug light. She was very good at that.
Well, you definitely repositioned a few times so that you could get a better view, per se.
I really did. Well, and I was hoping that they would ask if I wanted some, too.
But, well.
And I mean, eventually. Eventually they did. I will say I had the most magnificent fucking dick in my mouth that night. That I spotted that thing from across the room and thought, oh my God, look at that. I'd love to get that in my mouth. And then I did, and it was amazing. He's a dirty bird too. Well, I like him.
And I would say to date, you had the most proper spit roast of your career.
You'd say that was proper?
Proper.
Is it because of the height in the air that my ass was? Like, what makes it proper to you?
The duration.
Oh, yeah, that did last a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I would call that proper. That lasted quite a while.
The most surprising thing was the 10-person orgy we were involved in.
Yeah, that kind of was all going on at the same time.
Yeah, that's not something that I ever really wanted to just jump into.
No, I
didn't want to go walk into one. So the gradual build from the four individuals in front of us, then we joined in, and then more individuals coming into the room and joining in, and then joining in. The build-up to it was about the speed I think I needed to participate in an orgy.
And I really liked that. And I, you know, after, you know, after he was finished, they kind of went to do their own thing. And I thought, okay, that's the end of it. And it was just going to be you and me finishing up, kind of surrounded by other bodies. But then that other couple moved in and he asked if he could choke me while you were still fucking me. I love that. So I was like, yes, that was awesome. But I will tell you that there was a moment where, because I will not give up a safe word. I'm not going to do it. I'm just not. And I want to see the limits that I can get pushed to. And so I really was in that for the long haul. And I didn't realize how hard he was squeezing until I think there was a second where I thought, oh shit, I'm about to pass out if I don't put a pause on this. That was still awesome though. And that, you know, like leading into our topic, that I would say is one of the things that I really reconsider now from the beginning, where in the beginning I thought, oh, you know, orgies aren't really art for me. I don't know if I want that many bodies in that close of a proximity. Like now that I've been in one and I know that it's not just a guaranteed round robin of people fucking each other, and that I still have like control over what I choose to do, who I choose to put in my mouth and, you know, take into other orifices. Like now that I know how that works, I feel much differently about orgies. That was a really good time. And I'd love to have another one.
I agree. I mostly interacted with you and I was perfectly fine with that because my comfort level with you, of course, is extremely out of this world. So being able to experience it with you made it a lot easier for me.
Yeah.
Because I know you. I know you enjoy me. I don't have to worry about, you know, is the person enjoying me? Are the people around me enjoying me? You know, it was...
Well, and you don't have to work that hard for me either. I mean, for you, I'm always a sure thing.
But it was at the proper pace and speed for me. And then when that gentleman that you were taking care of, his wife, you know, was by me. And so it was kind of... It was kind of nice that everything was going on in the room, and I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Yeah, that was a good time for me, too. Yeah, I would do that. 10 out of 10. Would do that again.
I would be very open-minded to it again, but I'd have to see at what level it's at.
Yes.
If the room is packed with, like, 20-some people...
Oh, that's... Yeah, I
might. It might be easier to join in than if you're the first couple people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? Because you're already getting the visual. You're already worked up. Things are going on. People are doing their own thing. Sometimes thinking about everybody watching you can be difficult.
I disagree.
But
I get it.
You know, I don't know if it's different for males than it is for females.
Sure.
Because... You know, we have to maintain an erection in that.
Yeah, well, and I don't think it's just that. I think a part of that, too, might be, like, the level of exhibitionism that you're comfortable with.
Well, it could be nerves. It could be a whole...
Yeah, I mean, there's a gambit of things it could be. But I would say, like, for me, I'm, like, 97% exhibitionist. So I'm almost never going to say, I don't want someone to watch.
Okay, fair. Fair. I would say that you do want to be in front of a crowd far more than I do.
Yeah, you're less of an exhibitionist than, and that's okay.
And I wouldn't say like less where it's, you know, a tremendous amount.
Sure.
Less.
It's just,
you know, I enjoy.
Listen up, ladies. I like to show off too. We know.
It's not that I like to show me off. I like the fact that somebody has to watch me fuck you. I like that.
I like that, too.
You know, that I really feel the woman I'm with at the time is worth everybody getting to see me with them. And it makes me feel good that somebody has to watch me fuck her, whoever that her may be.
Okay.
I love that.
I love that.
You know, so huge turn on for me.
Sure.
But very pleasurable experience.
Yes.
Very... wonderful party. Mm-hmm. We did have to leave early the following morning to meet the contractor due to our floor
situation.
To look
at the stupid-ass floor.
But 10 out of 10, I would recommend.
Yeah, for sure.
Wonderful, wonderful experience for us.
And I think that it was important, too, that... and, you know, sometimes we talk about sex and, you know, play scenarios happening organically. I felt like the orgy happened very organically from where I was sitting and where I was experiencing my night. You know, I know that a lot of people might have been kind of already thinking it, but I really wasn't. I was just kind of there going with the flow. So I think that that kind of organic switch from... me maybe playing with one or two people to playing with a group of people made it feel more natural to me and made it more enjoyable for me.
Very comfortable group in their own skin.
Oh, for sure.
Extremely comfortable group in their own skin.
Yeah.
So when people are extremely accepting of themselves and able to just present themselves, you know, in their... most naked form, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be their raw personality to actually their clothes being off.
Right.
These people were everything that, you know, I would think that you would transpire to be when you were, I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, but I know what you mean. That was a very well put together guest list of...
of people that were comfortable.
People that were, yeah, comfortable in their own skin. And I think that that adds a big part to it.
Sure.
But yeah.
So,
but that, I would say, I mean, again, coming back to our topic, that our topic and the way that we have kind of, you know, our own experience and our sexual and lifestyle kind of evolution about how we feel about things, primarily at that party, that orgy made me feel differently about orgies. Like now... I do see the value in that, and I do see the excitement, and I do see the draw, and that's something that I would be very interested in exploring again. Maybe more than once.
Our sexual evolution that is being defined in our summer of sexiness, from the beginning, I want to believe we were open-minded, but we were still closed-minded.
Yeah.
Looking back.
I don't feel bad saying that.
I don't
either.
What
did we know? We didn't know any better.
We made mistakes all along the way.
And even though we said never say never about things, there was a lot of things, for me especially, that were closed off. You know, I thought, well, I will never say it out loud, but I would never have an orgy.
Right.
And now, I want to have more orgies. I see where that is a very sexy setting and... how I can thrive in that kind of situation and how I can really experience a lot of pleasures and desires that I want from that experience. So, I feel like we're always evolving.
I do too.
Which I love, but I do, you know, part of the whole main topic thing is that I do want to come back and touch on some of the stuff that I feel like we said too soon. In our earlier podcast, you know, when we looked at ourselves as new and we hadn't experienced things, and I kind of feel like, for me, the things that I say no to are things I haven't experienced.
Right.
That I, in my head, if I can't fantasize the whole way through it or I just can't picture myself doing it, I think, well, it's just not for me. Well, maybe it is.
I agree. I get in the same space.
Because I didn't really want to be flogged in the beginning either.
Didn't even want to see you.
No. And now, you know, that's come full circle. And I want to be flogged a whole bunch of more times. And I want to try different ways of flogging. And I kind of want to be put up on one of those St. Andrew's crosses. And there's a lot of, like, BDM stuff that I want to explore that I haven't yet.
They were off the table for us. Initially.
Yeah.
And the last experience, we evolved. We've now started to begin to think about it.
Yeah.
And there was a play experience we had where we actually had it on our profile that we weren't looking to have it. And
oh, let's just fucking name it.
We weren't interested in squirters.
Not even a little bit.
Right.
Not interested.
It was actually was actually quite good.
Yeah, that was very erotic. And I was really surprised. Well, because I had my own experience with squirting, you know, in a past life where a friend of mine and I were kind of, you know, fucking each other out of convenience. And her and I both surprised her by her squirting. And she squirted directly into my mouth.
Right.
So that was the experience that I had. And it turned me off to the whole idea. One, I had no warning. Two, I had no idea what it even was. I was much younger. And three, it just wasn't... I don't know. No, I wasn't trying. Nobody expected it. So I didn't care for it. And that, to me, was enough for my brain to make a decision like, okay, no squirters. But, you know, as our journey progresses, we're experiencing more things. And some of the things I feel like we said no to in the beginning are things that I'm either very into now, or that I could be into, or that I am very heavily considering. Correct. And squirting, like that part of our profiles came off the profiles. Yeah. We had to remove that because I do love a squirter. I do love getting a woman there. I don't mind when you soak my entire outfit and I have to hand wash it in the bathroom. I'm not opposed to squirters anymore.
At all.
So that's been kind of opens up a whole new part of the lifestyle for us that I feel like we weren't paying enough attention to.
Right.
Because we were afraid of being in a situation, not afraid of, but just maybe uncomfortable in a situation where that might happen, and we wouldn't. And I'm speaking on behalf of both of us, and if I'm wrong, fix what I'm saying. But I think our biggest fear was that we would be in a situation where that happened, and we would respond in a way that wasn't appropriate and didn't make that woman feel absolutely sexy for experiencing her best sex. And that would have been very unfair.
And not even her best sex, just herself experiencing... Mm-hmm. A different way of something that we don't have the experience with.
Yeah.
And I would never want somebody to think a natural reaction in, you know, a sexual activity was gross.
Yeah. I don't want to yuck somebody's yum.
Right.
Ever.
Exactly.
Ever.
And now that we've actually experienced it on more than one occasion.
Fucking bring me all ye squirters.
Welcome.
I got a long middle finger, baby, and I trim those nails. Yeah, that's something I'm excited to explore more, along with the whole orgy thing. And I will say also, as far as like sexual evolutions and things that I feel differently about, I want to talk about single males. I feel like single males get a bad rap, and part of it is from people like us, because we have had bad experiences with single males. You know, we've been to the party where there was a lurker that made me feel like if I turned my back or blinked that he was going to, I don't even know. I felt very uncomfortable with that. You know, there's been situations or where we put on our profile no single males and then we get dick pictures and it's like, you know, oh, my dick is going to be different from all the other dicks and blah, blah, blah. And it's, you know, and it's so easy to pick on single males because they already have a bad rap. They already come with a fucking stigma. They're an easy target. And
do you think it's odd that it's so easy to beat up on a single male, but if you were to say the same exact things about a single female, would that be acceptable?
Oh, no, you'd be nailed to a wall. And that's part of where and it took someone saying that out loud. Complete babe that we know in the lifestyle that kind of just spoke her heart out at it, and I wasn't even there. I heard about it secondhand, and even hearing about it secondhand was powerful enough to make me consider the way that I talk about single males. Sure. And there had been little, like little Paul Revere moments before where he had ridden through, like, "Hey, what about this?" And my brain was just like, "Meh, it's not that big of a deal." You know, when we have gone to clubs where you and I pay $20 to get in the door, and the single male who's dressed in far nicer clothes, who, you know what I mean? Like, this is far more polite than I am, is just, it's like the guy behind me pays $100 because he's a single male. You know, situations like that kind of culminated with this person that we know saying something that it's not fair that single males get such a bad rap in the lifestyle. They have to pay almost four times what everyone else does, and they can be the most polite man on earth, and they still kind of get stepped on. But then sometimes toxic unicorns can be allowed to just run rampant at events, and there is no repercussion. And I just want to say for the record, I have never run into a unicorn that was running rampant and causing a ruckus and, you know, was somebody that needed to be corrected or kicked out of a party or anything like that. But it's, I don't know, I think it's a good thing to bring attention to. Because I've met a lot of, some of my favorite people in the lifestyle are really fucking polite single dudes that are just cool. And, you know, they're not trying to sneak up behind me and put their dick in my butt or, like, slip a finger in when I'm in the bathroom and they're slipped under the, you know, there's nothing.
But that would speak more to the hosts and the vetting process of that venue, I would say, that it actually has to do with the representation of every male.
I mean, I get what you're saying by that, but also I really think that our bad experiences with single males has tainted a lot of our ideas what a single male in the lifestyle actually looks like. I mean, yes, there are single males that shouldn't be in the lifestyle. I absolutely believe that. And yes, I feel like there should be some kind of training program for single males so that they behave appropriately and act right. But also, I've met some of the most respectful, polite, kindest men I've met in the lifestyle are single males. So
fair.
I feel much differently about single males today than I did when we started. And I
feel the same. Still don't want them.
That's, I mean, I'll tell you, from where we started, I had zero interest in ever entertaining a thought of a single male and, you know, how that could even benefit my relationship with you or my sex with you or whatever. But some of the best experiences you and I have had together have been with one of our lifestyle friends acting as a single male. I would love to find established single males in the lifestyle and established unicorns in the lifestyle. And by established, I don't mean I need like a resume or a BFA in fucking or single fucking or whatever. But if you got some time in the game, like, I would love to have a sit down and do like a Between Two Pineapples series where we could interview single males and unicorns. I would love to get more perspective on this.
I definitely agree. I would say if you were on SLS, you know, and had some certifications,
yeah,
reach out to us. We'd like to speak with you.
Plus, can I tell you how sexy it would be to get our house filled with single males and unicorns?
I agree with 50% of that equation.
I'm going to throw out there, I am no longer opposed to single males. And although there are still a set of standards you have to meet, and I still have to have a conversation with my husband, I'm not entirely opposed to single males anymore.
I think that's okay.
I see where they can fit.
I've never been opposed to single female, so fair trade.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've established that. What else do you feel like you may have, you might feel differently about now than you did when we started?
I've definitely experienced and asked for some things sexually that I thought were taboo along the way. And just wanted to try them. And I think the open-mindedness of people in the lifestyle, stating mm-hmm. your desires, opening the communication window between us, and just knowing that if I'm going to say something, you're going to be accepting of me and okay, even if you say no.
Oh, yeah.
And
even if it's weird as hell, I got your back.
And I've asked for a few things just to have the experience. Some it was like, oh no, I'm not revisiting that. Or it was like, I like that. Interesting.
Yeah.
I want to experience that again.
For sure.
I don't know. We were open-minded about so much.
Yeah, I feel like we...
There was just like two hang-ups for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, it was...
Well, no, because let me say something else that has come up that
there's got to be more than that, I agree.
Sure. One thing that I think we have changed significantly on, and I think that's because of the dynamics we choose with the people that we're playing with, is when we started, someone said something to me that made a lot of sense at the time because of exactly what we were searching for. And that thing was, what you do for my husband, I will mm-hmm. do for yours. Mm-hmm. Since we've had a variety of play scenarios, I don't feel that way. I don't... If you want to fuck my husband, and that's completely fine, and he wants to do that, you want to do that, you're two consenting adults, okay, fine. You go off and fuck. I am not uncomfortable now saying to that woman's husband that comes to me like, oh, okay, well, your husband is fucking my wife, I get to fuck you. I'm not afraid to stand there and say, yeah, no, you're not my type.
No, or, we agreed to the two consenting people that we were okay with it.
And that statement in and of itself from our earlier podcast has come back to me. And I feel differently about that now because those agreements happen not between four people. And I do appreciate, respect, and seek out the elusive four-way. But those agreements don't happen between four people. Consent right. doesn't happen between four people. It does to an extent. But consent at the heart and soul of it happens between the person that you are consenting to do things with.
Well, and rather than go into an over-explanation on consent, I think if your partner approaches you or somebody approaches you about your partner about play, then would be the time to ask, perhaps,
yeah,
are all of us going to play or is this just for you two?
Right, right.
It's going to avoid a lot of BS, I believe, if that question comes out.
And a lot of awkward confusion later, like, oh, I thought.
Well. I think we take it for granted that we understand the way it means when we ask somebody, hey, do you mind if I play with your wife?
Right.
And we're going to go separate room if you're okay with it. And they sure. agree. And I think there's sometimes a misunderstanding that... automatically, oh, everybody's interested. Right. I am too. This is fantastic. And then that unfolds. Wait a second. No.
Right, right.
No, they agreed. We agreed with them. We're okay with it. We're a separate conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And in the beginning, I think that's a good question for us to ask. Are we just talking about you two or are we talking about all of us?
Yeah. And I feel like that's a question I'm no longer afraid to ask.
No, and I don't think anybody should. No. It's a valid question.
No.
You know, I think that's very important when you're going anywhere.
Yeah.
If you have an expectation to have sex with somebody, you should have the expectation to have a conversation
about consent with that person. Yeah, 100%. I respect that.
And if your wife's play or your husband's play is contingent on whether you play or not, I think you should work that in one of the first two questions.
For sure. Yeah. No, I would agree to that. Yeah, for sure.
And we've seen that line probably get crossed more blurred, than most.
Crossed, yes, yes.
I'd say and of the rules been, that get broke, yeah. it's on a technicality.
By always most a technicality or a loophole,
a misunderstanding.
Yes, you know, which, like, you know, it. I feel like
in
it,
the moment we agreed, yes. you agreed, you got hurt feelings. Right. You know, well, who's
when
that
I
on?
Agreed, here's what I was actually agreeing right. to. Yeah, I.
We watched it unfold and been like, "That's a head scratcher."
Yeah, yeah.
who's really to blame? The person that agreed or the person that went and got it?
For sure. Like, yeah.
I don't know. I've always had a tough one with that. But you know, instead of trying to figure it out, you know, decide
yeah.
whether, you know, your play is contingent upon everybody plays or you separate play.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We've seen that. That's probably the one that gets broke the most in front of us.
I have seen that, certainly, and been kind of the butt of that joke on accident before. So, I mean, that does happen, but I feel like, for me, all of these awkward scenarios that we talk about and all of these little nuances of the lifestyle sure. kind of all come back to the very real fact that nothing that happens to us in the lifestyle is going to bring the sky crashing down around us. I am not replacing you. I fucking love right. you. I love having sex with you. I'm not seeking to replace an emotional bond with someone else that's stronger than you. So it's like, even if those really touchy, really awkward, really kind of sometimes fucked up situations happen, at the end of it all, I know that if I can touch my feet to your feet before I go to bed, and even if we're not talking and can give it a day and think about it and come back to it, like, at the end of it all, I still have you.
Right.
And you still have me. We still have each other. So that fundamental understanding of our relationship, I mean, all this other stuff seems very trivial.
It does, but I think we're comfortable enough in our relationship that we understand a rule may get broke. It may happen. It probably has happened.
Sure.
You know, but we has talk it? About anything. I'm not sure. I feel like if it
now I'm
did,
like, oh shit, what did I do?
I feel if it does, our relationship is strong enough to get out of it.
100%.
No matter what.
Yeah. I feel that you way, know, too.
I, at this point, it's almost like, oh, well, I fucked this guy. We didn't have that talk. And it's like,
sure.
Okay. You know, it happened. We can't take it back.
Right. But here's how we can grow from it.
Yeah. We're still, we're going to go out. We're going to be okay. We're going to go to bed together. Maybe give me a day to be mad at you.
Right.
But it probably wouldn't take that long because we're consensual to it.
And yeah, for sure.
I do understand that things also develop in moments that we can't prepare for, no matter how many times we play it out in our mind.
Yeah.
No matter how many fantasies we go over, people are people. And sometimes the things you don't expect to happen, happen.
Sure.
And you got to figure out a way to be there for each other and get through it. You
yeah,
know?
I can see that.
Just figure out how not to repeat it. But stuff's going to happen along the way.
Right. I mean, I would say that was true even before we started swinging. I mean, sometimes sure. stuff's just going to happen.
But within our sexual evolution, you know, rewind the clock on our relationship 12 years ago, may not have been strong enough to get through that.
Right, right.
Where now it's like, okay, yeah. I can see how we got there.
100%, yeah.
You know.
No, I can see that, yeah. And that's, I don't know, that's... And that's part of the thing that I really appreciate about you. I mean, not only do you just show up and fuck like a porn star and make me look really good, but also you're just, I don't know, you're a good communicator. I don't want to get all fucking Hallmark.
I don't either, but trust factor.
I trust
you. With our rule set, it allows for a tremendous amount of trust.
Yeah.
Between each other. And I think that's pretty cool because, you know, having trust issues sucks. right?
Hashtag can't relate.
Hashtag don't know it.
Yes.
But glad I don't.
Yeah.
Glad sure. I don't, you know? So very fortunate for that.
I got lucky.
So our sexual evolution has allowed for a couple things where something has happened, then we talked about it.
Yeah.
You know, rather than we talked about it and then it happened.
Right.
Which should be the natural progression from probably most points of view, but I think we know each other pretty well that when we make a decision, we pretty much know how the other person's going to react.
Yeah, for sure. So. And I would say, too, you know, at this point in my relationship with you, I really don't give a fuck about somebody else's point of view. I mean...
When it comes to us, we matter.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I do listen to people when they have something to say, but when it comes to you and me, only you and me matter in that decision, you know? And I love that we keep it there for the most part.
Me too.
Our kid contributes sometimes.
Ugh.
But also in our sexual evolution, I don't know. It's really opened the window to different sexual encounters and fantasies, and exploration into those things that I didn't think were possible.
Yeah, and it makes me feel like there's even more stuff that we haven't discovered yet that I'm trying to prepare myself now to be open to, just so that I'm not closed off from those things.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to all the things that come next.
Well, looking forward to a lot of things leads us into one of my favorite things to talk about, swinging forward.
I do love swinging. Oh, so I have some updates from the last swinging forward.
Oh boy.
I feel like my last swinging forward, I wanted a strap on. Mm. Right? Mm. Which I got. A strapless strap on that goes inside me, and then I get to thrust it inside others, and it vibrates on both ends, and it's fucking awesome, and I love it, and I want more, and I want to use it more often. And
I want to be really clear. It's not coming my
way. It's not for you. I fucking know.
Thank you.
God.
I appreciate your consideration.
You know, for a guy that wants me to open up my ass for him so much, I'm a little bit put off that you won't open up yours. If you want to get in here, let me peg you.
In baseball, there's going to be a pitcher and there's going to be a catcher.
I will peg your fucking brains out, baby.
Pass.
Boo. And I think my other swing forward was that I wanted more spit roasts, and I am getting more spit roasts, and I still want more spit roasts. Give me all the spit roasts.
That's actually turned out to be one of the more fun events with you.
I fucking love spit roast. You know.
Had a good time with that. What else you got?
So swinging forward, what I want to do next, I want to keep experiencing. Oh, you know what? There is currently a single male on my radar that I am interested in fucking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's something we're going to have a conversation about, or...
Okay.
Something we're going to have to... He's just going to have to show up and jump into a spit roast, or... Something I'm terribly interested in exploring this person.
Well, we definitely all have that conversation.
Yeah.
What else?
I want to use my strap-on some more.
Oh, I want you to, too.
In
front of me.
Oh...
Very much in front of me.
Okay.
I want to contribute to that swinging forward.
Okay.
I want to find a gal that loves to be spit roasted as much as you.
And we can spit roast her together?
And we can spit roast her together.
Oh my God, babe.
I think that would be...
I would love that.
A very, very hot experience.
Fuck,
all the way around.
So hot.
And even if she wants a DP, I'd probably be into that, too.
You would let your real dick touch my imaginary dick?
I'm not sure you know how that works yet.
Okay. Well, I might need a picture. Yeah, I would love that. Thank you.
I think having a threesome that way would be pretty fucking hot. So
I'm 100% down for that.
That's something I would like to experience.
Yes.
I don't want to experience that in front of a group of people.
Sure. No, same.
I want that to myself.
Yeah, I would like to keep that in our bedroom.
Very much me too.
And yeah. Also, can I just put out there that I kind of hope she's a squirter?
Yes, you can put that into the ether.
Thank you.
100%.
Appreciate you.
Also swinging forward, I don't know. Still looking for those destination friends.
Yeah.
Want to get something. Perhaps, I don't know. I don't know if I'm looking for something more regular, like a once a month couple that we go out and visit. I'm not sure, but still looking for destination friends.
I think when we experience it, you'll know it. Like, oh, this is that thing that I wanted.
Sure.
I kind of feel like we're very good about experiencing things in the moment where you'll say, this is the thing.
Right. I agree.
And I'm very confident in saying that you will know in the moment, this is the thing that I was talking about that I couldn't describe.
Right. I agree.
I look forward to hearing that from you. That'll be a fun day.
Can't wait to share. Yeah. I hope it happens. What else? I'm definitely curious on the orgy side. I definitely want
to experience. I would like to experience more orgies. Same.
Some more. Yeah. Don't know if I'm for 100 man, but right. 6, 8, 10. Yeah. Obviously, up to 10 was okay.
I mean, as long as I still get to retain some
control.
Form of control, yeah. Then I mean, I'd even go all the way up to 20. I don't care.
The round robin. Scares
yeah,
me
round
a
robin
bit
is not a thing for me. Not gonna round robin.
You know,
sorry. Never
yet.
Say never.
Not yet. I'm
but
not,
not
gonna
right
say
now.
Never, but
I'm not there.
Right now, mentally, I'm not sure that's the type of orgy. I want to be able to go where I want to go with consent.
Yeah, I like the last one where my ass was pointed at you. Where the only person being invited to fuck me was you.
Right.
And where that delicious cock was sitting close enough that I could get it in my mouth at the same time. Fuck, that thing was good. Okay, anyway, sorry.
And, I don't know. I mean, of course, a regular unicorn.
I mean, obviously.
I mean, we might as well just say,
just I mean,
from this point forward, just assume, swinging
just assume
forward.
Just assume that we always want a unicorn to share.
A regular unicorn.
Listen.
I don't know, do we call that a girlfriend? Is that polyamory at that point? Or is it just some nice lady we really want to fuck all the time?
Honestly, I don't know.
What do you call it?
And I will say, in terms of sexual evolution, I'm not entirely opposed to the idea of, like, a boyfriend or a girlfriend or both.
Interesting. Interesting.
I mean, I haven't thought a lot on it, but I'm not, like, the idea of that doesn't make me say, ugh, no, anymore. Now I think, oh, okay.
It would depend. Maybe. It would depend for me, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all of that is going to depend on the person, the way we're feeling. And
I don't, and I mean this in the least callous way I can possibly say it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put the effort into another relationship.
Yes, yes. So maybe side piece. Maybe not girlfriend or boyfriend.
Not necessarily a side piece. A strong sexual connection to a female that is more regular than once every 1 to 3 months.
Okay.
You know, for me.
Yeah.
Would be.
No, I can agree
nice.
To the
outside
same.
Outside of our marriage, but I don't necessarily. I want to say I want to date. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
No, I get that. I get that. That's a lot of. It's so much work.
But getting to know that person as we move forward.
Yeah.
To the point where it was more regular, more accepting. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm open to the concept of polyamory, but not necessarily married to the commitment of polyamory.
Yes. No, I get it. And I love that you said married to the commitment. Fucking literally. Don't ask me to remember your birthday. You're a nice girl. I love to scissor your brains out. My husband loves to fuck you. Please, for the love of Pete, don't ask me
but
to remember your birthday.
If we developed a strong relationship with that person, it's kind of, I don't know. I know a desire, but I don't know how to maybe conceptualize it in a way that I could achieve it.
Yeah, sure. Well, because, I mean, the follow through for that is not something we are supposed to, air quotes, experience when you meet somebody and marry them. You know right. what I mean? Like right. the all the mores and, you know, norms and stuff associated with that is something that, like, we're not even permitted to think about following through, even with just the fantasy of that.
So, I guess, I don't know, would we... Well, I guess I can only speak personally for myself rather than for each other. But am I looking for a person that's more sexually free and open-minded, that not necessarily isn't attached in any way? You know, that doesn't put attachment with sexual intercourse. But, you know, I don't mind the ongoing friendship where it's not just jump on the couch, let's fuck, you got to go home.
Yeah.
You know, you can stay, I'll make you a sandwich.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
I make a bomb ass Reuben.
Yeah, you can stay the night, you can stay in the guest room, you can sleep in our room.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
You'll snuggle. Yeah. I won't. You will.
Love that shit. Yeah.
Please, for the love of God, snuggle this man so I don't fucking have to.
Oh my God, you don't have to beg. So.
Yeah, that's really important, I think.
I would like a presence of a strong sexual person in my life besides you.
Okay.
You know, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I support that. I support the fuck out of that.
Sure. As much as I love traveling, as much as I love going to events and clubs and all that stuff, I don't know. If you could find a local person like that, that you got a strong...
Yeah, we could just keep her in the basement.
And I'm sure everybody has this, you know, unicorn in mind. What? No. But...
In my head, she's a fucking dirty girl.
I mean, if that's a role play we get into, then, you know, fire away. Get in the cage, you know? But that's kind of what I'm heading.
Yeah, no, I love that we are having this conversation. I love that.
Sure.
And I could be very much into that.
Just a gal or both a guy and a gal?
I don't know. I feel like I could be into all of it.
Yeah.
I feel very sexually fluid in our current swinger state. Like, I'm not a solid, I'm not a liquid, I'm not a gas. I'm just kind of existing in a space where I can be any of those things, and I'm not afraid to transform into those things.
I think we're at a point where if we can define a sexual experience either through another person's experience, through an experience that we see,
mm-hmm.
an experience we're told, or an experience we can fantasize and imagine, I think we're at a point where we're open-minded enough to really put in the effort to explore it.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
You know,
I kind of like love the space that we're living in, for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely secure.
Yeah.
More secure than I would have imagined once we got to this point. So our sexual evolution and our swinging forward are just kind of tying together.
They really are.
So I'm going to leave it on that for the night. I love you too.
You fucker.
So let's tell people where they can find us.
Yeah.
I am on SLS or swinglifestyles.com. I'm mm-hmm. also on Swinger Zone Central or SZC as Silver Fox 79. And you can reach out to us on the podcast at the Silver Fox Swing Set at gmail.com. And we also have a Twitter at Silver Fox Swing. So feel free to join us. And our website launched, which is a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
We should talk about SilverFoxSwingSet.com. Check out our latest episodes of the Silver Fox Swing Setter, Between Two Pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an event calendar on there where we post events that we just know of to mm-hmm. try to get everybody involved where we can. We're going to try to keep it to maybe Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, the surrounding states. So we don't have too terribly much work to do, but we also will note what events we're attending as well if we can make it open to the public.
Yeah.
So where are you hiding out?
So I'm SilverFox79 on Cassidy, where I am a certified lifestyle photographer, and I'm also an ambassador for Lifestylers magazine. So if you book a session with your partner, things get spicy and you really like the images, we can submit to a magazine and get your hot little your hot little ass on some printed pages. I'm also on Swing Towns under Silver Fox 79. And yeah, I think that's it.
You want to take us out to eat? You want to go get a drink? Reach out to us. We'd love to have you on a date.
We'd love dinner.
Love dinner.
And I love a good drink. Or seven.
So as you always say,
I can try my best, but I can't please everybody. I'm not a pizza.
God damn, she's so hot. I'm almost drifting off halfway through thinking about this. I know you are.
Every time.
It's wonderful to document our experience, but it's like I go immediately there and it's like, donut.
Yes.
You know.
I love that.